Daniel Gate on Virginia, I am a veteran, Mark Warner is a swamp creature. By Robert Krajicek on October 19, 2020. Senator Mark Warner, DVA, is a swamp creature who voted against financial relief for families in Virginia, said Dr. Daniel Gate, Republican nominee to represent Virginia in the Senate, in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Gate linked his military service record of over 20 years to his advocacy for veterans' interests. Veterans are a valuable source of inspiration to Americans, and honestly, they're an asset to the labor force, Gate remarked. What we ought to be doing is focusing on policies that give them what they're owed and also serve to further America's interests. And that's what I've been focused on my entire professional career. Polak invited Gate's assessment of the race for the U.S. Senate seat from Virginia. Gate replied, 2 months ago, I was down 22. And now I'm down 7, and this is against a two-term incumbent swamp creature Mark Warner, who's only ever done politics his entire life. He's been in politics longer than I've been alive. I'm 45. What we've got going here is an insurgent race that is absolutely going to blow Americans' minds when we flip this seat. And we're closing rapidly, and people are sick of it. Warner's net worth is approximately $220 million, according to the latest financial disclosures collected by Open Secrets. Listen. Gate remarked, Virginians are suffering right now. And this guy is such a swamp creature that he voted with his party against COVID relief like his party told him to. He voted against COVID relief for Virginia families. Warner described the $1 trillion package proposed by Senate Republicans as skinny in his statement opposing the proposal. Gate said, the General Assembly in Richmond, that's our state legislature. They flipped to Democrat control last fall, and the Democrats immediately set about destroying Virginia, passing some really onerous gun bills, including raising taxes on working families through energy policy. Of course our governor is blackface and infanticide Ralph Northam. So what we're looking at right now is a huge backlash against the liberals, Gate determined. That makes this race winnable, plus people are sick and tired of Mark Warner. He won by less than a percent last time. Warner was re-elected in 2014 with 49.1% of the vote against Republican nominee Ed Gillespie's 48.3%. Warner's margin of victory was under 18,000 votes out of a total of nearly 2.2 million cast ballots. Gate called for more veterans to be elected to Congress while urging greater congressional oversight over the use of military force. I am a national defense guy, Gate stated. I spent 25 years in the Army. I lost a leg in combat. I've served my country in uniform for a long, long time. And we need more veterans in Congress who will take a very skeptical eye towards the kind of nonsense nation building that we've been doing for a long time. And that goes for both parties' administrations, Republicans and Democrats, and it goes for all kinds of members of Congress, including people like Mark Warner who've never bothered to serve in uniform. Gate added, I am a veteran. I care about veterans and I will serve veterans. Gate concluded. We can win these races if we just stop listening to the nonsense lies from the mainstream media and start instead working to save our own country. It's on us. There's no savior. There's no other place we can go. We must fight for our own country, and that means just plugging away at it. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.